When he awoke, he found himself buried in a drift of downy snow. The sunlight sifted through the flakes, which seemed to stop his ears like cotton and warm his limbs like thickest wool. Brushing away the blanket on his face, he squinted into the sky, where not a cloud remained of the nightmare of the night before. The sun was peaking just above the peaks, and so the king surmised he must have slept the day away, and now day's tired eye was making ready in the west its bed. But as he dusted off the tip of his nose, he caught a scent faint in the frozen air, the heavenly scent of frying bacon fat. His stomach suddenly very much awake. Brave Balthazar sat up to sniff the air and saw, not 20 paces from his bed, a sight that baffled every sense at once. A fire crackled merrily in the sun, its thirsty tongues licking an iron skillet in the hand of a man whistling a sprightly tune and wearing not a stitch upon his body. He stamped his bare feet in the ground and held his free hand palm toward the sun-dimmed blaze. And when the strips of bacon needed turning, in one sinewy twist, the man would leap from off the stump that served him as a stool, flick the sizzling meat high in the air, spin around to give his chalk-white backside a moment to redden in the warming glow, slap all four cheeks to soften up the flesh, and jump around again in time to catch his meat and never lose one drop of fat nor stumble on his whistling melody. After the third of these gymnastic feats, the naked man's whistle gave way to song. And Balthazar, in frozen stupor, listened.